My name is Kirsty Rayner, and I am obsessed with all things mindset, meditation, business, and helping you to overcome those mindset blocks and magical breakthroughs in every season of life. I'm a multiple business owner, accredited transformational and mindset coach, Vedic meditation teacher, a yogi with 10 years marketing experience on paper, but informally, I'm obsessed with growth, a pale rosé wine lover, chocoholic, and your new bestie. We get into all the secrets and hacks to get you in an abundant mindset. So go and grab a coffee, get cozy, get comfortable. This is the Mindset and Me podcast. On this week's podcast, I am interviewing the gorgeous Rachel and Esther from the Hypnotherapy and Relaxation Clinic. I met these girls, of course, on Instagram. Where else? They are two Northerners. How great is that? But they are really, really breaking down stigma around hypnotherapy and mental health, making hypnotherapy seem super accessible, breaking down, like, we all tend to think it's mind control, right? Some magician will kind of click his fingers and you're under, and then you'll go and empty your fridge or something bizarre. It couldn't be further from the truth of what this is. It is a wonderful type of therapy. I had a session with the girls last week so that I could really, really learn their style before I interviewed them. And honestly, it was one of the best things I've ever done. I still feel incredible now. I felt so relaxed the whole day. So I hope you love the girls as much as me. Welcome to the podcast, the Hypnotherapy Clinic. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Really good, thanks.
Oh, good. So I found these girls. I mean, how long ago now was it? Maybe 6 months?
Yeah,
I'm not too sure. We found each other in the ether, didn't we, on Instagram? Yes. And I've just loved their vibe ever since. So I really, really wanted to get them onto the podcast ASAP to talk all things hypnotherapy. And actually, one thing that comes up for quite a lot of people is they don't really understand what hypnotherapy is. So I would love to kind of hear about you girls, your story, how you got into that, and what people can expect from hypnotherapy.
Yeah, do you want me to go first?
Yeah, sure.
So bit of background about us. Rachel and me have been friends since we were 11. We went to school together, and Rachel approached me with an idea of studying hypnotherapy. At first, like most people, I was like, I don't know about that. And then I did have a clue about it because my husband's done hypnotherapy before and achieved so much using it, but I was still wary about whether I wanted to actually study it. So we went along to the foundation weekend, both absolutely loved it, and then we studied it and started Hypnotherapy Relaxation Clinic in October, and it's just flew off from then. So we're trying to normalize hypnotherapy and mental health at the same time.
Absolutely. So for someone who's never really understood what it is, because there is this sort of like expectation around it that it's like hypnosis, right? And it's going to take you into this really strange world and you're going to end up like picking things out your fridge and wake up and be like back in the room. But for anyone who's kind of got that really old-fashioned view on things, like, what would you say about hypnotherapy?
Yeah, it's got a really bad reputation for mind control. And that's the stigma that we struggle with, because it's all self-hypnosis. You actually doing all the work yourself. And all it is, if you want the basic description, is getting you into a relaxed state so that we can access that part of your brain that stores all your memories and all your learned behaviours. And, you know, brainwaves and all the psychology and all the science behind it is a relaxed state. So you come and have a lovely relaxing time, and then we can work with, you know, all those memories, all those behaviors, all those unwanted behaviors, unwanted memories. We can work to change them, and you can actually change your perceptions and change your behaviors. So it's wonderful.
It is. I was lucky enough to have a session last week, actually, with you, and it was amazing. I mean, I came round and I was like out of it for the whole day, wasn't I?
Yeah.
It was like, it was so, so incredible. I'd love to know, so say somebody reaches out to you girls and they want to come in and like experience it. Do things happen for people like off the first time, or what really is like a realistic kind of course for people who are really wanting to evoke that change or maybe tap into old behaviors or mindset that they really want to kind of reprogram?
So most of our clients feel the benefits from the first session, which is the initial Love consultation. That. And that is just half an hour, actually, of just, it's basically just a small taster of hypnotherapy. And a lot of them feel the benefits, which is amazing. And we still go, oh my God, it actually worked for them too. Like, I can't believe how powerful it is for people. And then, but in terms of like a big change in your behaviour, whether it's anxiety or a phobia or depression, anything to do with that, you can see around 3 to 4 sessions on average, which is a lot shorter than most therapies, with a higher success rate as well.
Amazing. And you know, I totally agree with you, and I really did feel that change, like after the first session. It's kind of this beautiful feeling, isn't it? And you think, I want to go back, I want to have that again, I want to have more, I want to understand that and get deeper into it. So I'd love to know your stories, like how did you both actually get into it, because it is still quite niche, isn't it? Even though in our world it seems quite normal, actually it's still very much on the rise. So I'd love to know your stories.
So I personally hadn't ever had hypnotherapy before I went on to the college to learn about it, but my background's in science and how the mind works, and I was looking for answers on something that could help and something that could actually make a change in your behaviours, because a lot of the advice is, you know, repetition, just keep trying, but it's not enough, and it's you know, with the history behind it, and my dad had alcoholism, and I just wanted to find a therapy that actually helped people to feel better in whatever it is that they're struggling with. And so yeah, it just sort of fell into place, and we went along to the weekend and we had one go at it, and we learned all about the history as well and all the roots of the psychology behind it and all these people who developed hypnotherapy and developed the techniques. And it just, as a scientist, it just made sense as well. It made sense that the brain can, you know, if you can access the memories and you can change those memories, change your perceptions, everything's better. And yeah, so that was my sort of background.
Mine's like, well, obviously me husband's had hypnotherapy. So he was going down a rocky path with alcohol himself. And he was a bit of a party animal and would fall into quite a lot of traps. And he used hypnotherapy to reframe his mind and work on his habits and behaviours. It had an amazing effect on him. And I noticed that change, obviously, and it saved our marriage. And then obviously Rachel talked about hypnotherapy and studying, and then I went along to study it. And then we realised that, you know, we can both help people, and we've both got links to our family members that have needed that help or have had that help as well. And of course for myself, it was more, I think I've just struggled with my confidence and my self-worth and limiting beliefs around whether I'm good enough to help people, whether I'm good enough to be a hypnotherapist, whether I'm good enough to have an Instagram account. And I worked out with all of that in hypnotherapy, released so much fear around it, didn't I, Rachel, with the help of Rachel? And we'll work on each other, so that's really nice as well, isn't it?
Yeah, like I overcame all my emotional blocks because of my childhood and because of the things I went through seeing my dad suffer. And I was really, really closed off as an emotional person. And honestly, doing hypnotherapy, it has changed my personality like 100%. It's like the inner child. You can heal your inner child. You can heal all of those things you went through. So, it's wonderful, isn't it? So, healthy lifestyle as well. We've been working on our program. We've got a lovely program to help us to see how to live healthier and to nourish our bodies and to work on ourselves, and we did that on each other, and we've even noticed changes in our eating, our exercise, and yeah, it's endless, endless what you can do.
I love it. And I love, firstly, like, thank you for sharing those really generous stories, because obviously that's really raw to talk about. But what I love is it's such a journey, isn't it? Like, with hypnotherapy, it sounds like it's kind of endless, like the development's endless. And I would just love to know, I mean, for me personally, I'd had one session elsewhere before you guys, and it's kind of incomparable, I must say. The session that I had before, it was like a long time ago now, though, but I didn't really get it, right? Like, being brutally honest, I didn't get it. I was like, I don't see what the fuss is about. I had this session with you girls, and now I'm like, so when's our next session? When am I coming back? It was so, so good. And so when you talk about this endless change, I love, but like, for me as well, like, I'm obsessed with neuroplasticity, right? And especially through meditation studies and mindfulness. And I'd love to know, like, the science behind hypnotherapy then. Like, what are the changes that you're making?
Again, it's just accessing your subconscious. So our conscious mind, you know, the awake state that we're in, where we're deciding to do the shopping, we, you know, we've got the cleaning list and all of the things, everyday activities. That's your conscious mind. That's your awake state. And then you've got your subconscious, which there's lots of layers, but it's your long-term memories, it's your behaviours, it's all the automatic responses. So, like, driving, you've learned to drive, all of that information stored in that subconscious level. And we've learned that in hypnotherapy, by getting someone to relax and to sort of switch off their conscious mind and let it go and relax and have a lovely time, we can get in touch with the subconscious and just make suggestions to it and say, you know, you're so confident and you can visualize it. You can use lush visualizations. You can do feelings, sensations, but just chatting and suggesting and saying things like, you are confident, see yourself as being confident, or see yourself as moving, for all of the different things you can do. It's just changing your perception and your behaviors and your memories.
I love that. And I think as well, the part about the visualization, because Esther, when you did mine, I'm obsessed, aren't I? Can you tell? But I still remember, like, walking down the steps, like, into the forest. Yeah. And, like, for me now, when I think about that thought, I instantly feel relaxed, and it takes me back to how I was feeling right then and what was coming up for me. And I just wondered, like, is that normal? Is that common? Like, does that happen to everyone? Like, kind of, they're nodding. You can't hear that. They're
nodding. Yeah, it's definitely normal.
It's so interesting though, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think a lot of people are anchored to the different techniques that we've got. And what I mean by that is, we use to help you cope going forward. Say if you've got really bad anxiety, we give you coping tools in hypnosis. So when you're in that relaxed state, we tell your subconscious mind to do something a certain way. So for example, we'll give you an anchor to make you feel like you can overcome a stressful situation, and we'll talk you through that visualization process, make you feel it in your body, and then you've got that tool within you to use going forward, and your subconscious just knows what to do. So when you're next in that stressful situation, you know how to use your anchor, you know what to do going forward, and it gives you that wave of nice feelings and positive feelings going forward.
I love that. It really is so relaxing. So to anyone who's really new to hypnotherapy, or they're thinking, this sounds like something I need, what would you suggest? Like, where does somebody start?
We've got an initial consultation, and it's really important. Mm-hmm. We have a chat, and it's not reliving any traumas. It's not going back over all the negatives in your life. Mm-hmm. We ask the right questions for how you want to feel. We want to ask you, what is it you want to achieve and how do you want to feel? And then focus on the positives. And then we can adapt and make our suggestions on all the different types of sessions that we think will benefit you. So we can put a little bespoke program together from the initial consultation. And it's not just a chat either. The chat's really important, but then you get to do 30 or so minutes of the relaxation And what's great about that is you're not worried or concerned that we're going to go too deep, we're going to tackle anything heavy. What we want from that is you to experience hypnosis so that you're not concerned about what's happening, what's going on, what am I feeling.
I love that. So you're making people feel really comfortable because you touched on it there. But one word that gets thrown around so much now, which is my bugbear, is people just using the word trauma really casually in like conversation or on Insta stories or anything. And I see that word and I think, God, it's almost unethical to talk in that way, you know, for somebody, because you can't fully understand what they're going through when you're speaking to the masses. So to have that really tailored approach is really, really beautiful. For anyone maybe who has had trauma in their life or is worried about certain things, you would say it's a practice that doesn't dwell on that, but it's teaching you it in a different way. I mean, I've summarised that terribly, but it's kind of along those lines.
Definitely. That is exactly what it is, isn't it, really?
Yeah, we like to get our clients to feel confident and able, and if they choose to go back to deal with their trauma, that is their choice and it's their personal journey. Yes. But we don't do that straight away. We get you to a place where you feel able to do that and want to do it, and it's really, really uplifting and empowering to do it. But if they didn't want to go there's so many other ways to help you to feel better without having to relive anything. So
yeah, I love that.
It's so nice.
You're like hypnotherapy's like biggest fans. I love it though. And even just talking to you, it's like every conversation, it just feels relaxing to have this conversation. I'm almost too relaxed to host this podcast right now, I've got to be honest. I'm like,
that's because you're angered at my voice, Kirsty.
Honestly, it is. I'm like, I'm back there, I'm in the forest again. I'm like really trying to concentrate. So it would be really great as well to understand when you sort of went on this journey, right? And you trained and you thought, we're going to open up our place up in Newcastle, my northern girls. How did that feel at first? Because I know when I went self-employed, there's a lot of mindset blocks you have around it. So I'd love for somebody who's kind of thinking of going on the journey that you two are going on, even working with like a close school friend. And what did you have to overcome?
Well,
it just happened to us, didn't it? I think it's bizarre. We just, it was the right time, the right place, and because we'd done so much work in hypnotherapy, we were confident, weren't we? And
yeah, we built our confidence levels up. We made a lot of lists. We researched a lot about what platforms to be on, and I've got a marketing background. Obviously, Rachel's got a teaching background, so that comes nicely together when we're working with like building with programs, how we put ourselves across, just blending our skill set to create a brand that is luxurious and also safe and calm. Like, we want people to log on our Instagram and instantly feel calmer and happier and more positive.
And they do. I can vouch for that.
And we can use actual hypnotherapy sessions as well for any business owners that want guidance. And it's not coming from us. We don't sit there and say, okay, this is how you grow your business. We get you in touch with your own, and we call it like an inner wisdom. Or an inner, you know that...
Well, we call her the higher goddess.
Oh, we do. Our goddesses. So,
oh, I love that.
We can actually get you in touch with your own goddess that resides within. But it's, you know, that gut feeling that you get over certain things. If we get you back in touch with that in hypnosis, you can do wonderful things like ask questions, figure things out in your mind. You can even go in the future and see yourself already achieving your business, and then kind of work back and think of the steps of how you got there. And so many wonderful techniques for business owners and that kind of thing. And then you're just feeling confident as well and just able to do it. So yeah, hypnosis helps great.
I love that. I think it's so interesting because it's kind of how I feel when I'm as a coach, that it's a lot about actually just self-empowerment, and people have the answers within them, but you're kind of helping them to see that, right? Yeah. Because, you know, we're not mentors, we're not teachers, we don't tell you what to do, but actually to empower someone is a much greater gift anyway.
Definitely. We just say all the time, we're just your guide, and you're going to find all the answers yourself, because all hypnosis is self-hypnosis.
I love that. Well, that just summarizes it all, doesn't it, for us? And then anyone who's kind of feeling, so they've listened to this and they're thinking, do you know what, this actually sounds great to me, and thinking I can really, really go on that. But again, you know, really specific, really kind of, what is the benefit of hypnosis over other treatments? Because I know for me, there's so many things available, right? So we don't really know like which one to take. So for somebody, what would be the ideal solution for them is hypnotherapy?
I think as well, you've got to, obviously there's lots of different therapies which you've got to look into when you've got whatever problem you've got. But
yeah,
hypnotherapy is, I would say, I'd like to describe it as short and sweet. Like, you can get what you want within 3 to 4 sessions, whereas there's not many therapies that I can actually give you them results. Also, most therapies are talking and re-traumatizing sometimes. Obviously, I'm not talking badly of any other therapies because I've used some myself. They're amazing.
Yeah.
But in terms of hypnotherapy, if you're going to talk consciously about the issue all the time, but you're not working on a subconscious level, you're always going to stay in that stuck position, or you're going to keep going back and reforming the habit. Keep on replaying the habit. You might keep up the habit for a little while, short period of time, but once that subconscious sets in, it's going to tell you what to do again, and it's going to keep going back to that negative way of our behavior.
Yeah, it's so fascinating. And actually, that makes it crystal clear to people, doesn't it? Because you know exactly what you're getting from this type of therapy. Because again, I love therapy. Therapy is amazing. It has a stigma in the UK that it really shouldn't. I think it is super empowering. And, you know, again, I don't know how many times I reference Brené Brown, but I do think it's too many. But her studies on vulnerability, right? And like how you can't dull any emotion. So to show your vulnerable side, vulnerability is the basis of joy, isn't it, of creation, of change. So to put yourself in that state and to feel comfortable with people, because when you are going into a subconscious state, you do need to feel comfortable around the people. And to be able to do that, you guys do that wonderfully, and it just feels gentle and it feels natural. And I think that's super important for anyone looking to get into hypnotherapy as well, that they feel that way with the person, because it's really important to have that rapport both ways.
Definitely. That's all we're about, isn't it? Like, when we want to connect with our clients, but it tends to happen automatically with like the law of attraction. You end up attracting clients that are very similar to you.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And it's a process, isn't it? And I mean, all the therapies should be utilized, like you say, and it's a process. Talking therapies are great, but if you're at the point of you've talked openly and you're wondering what's next and you're wondering how to move forward, it can be a hypnotherapy can be that thing for you. It can actually move you forward. We can see you in the future, and you can connect with yourself so closely. And it's all about getting to know yourself and getting to know your mind and going back in the past to see why you do things the way you do things, and then go into the future to see how you're going to overcome and how you're going to, and you know, and it can be really personal as well, because you can do it all in your own mind. We just need a little idea of what you want to achieve, and that could be, you know, overcoming a fear of your driving test or something like that. And if, as long as we know a basic of what you want to achieve, you could do that whole working out in your own mind. So if you're worried about telling all your secrets or anything like that, you don't have to.
You don't need to speak to you. Like me and Rachel were saying the other day, it doesn't even need to be about a problem. You might have a pain in your body that you can't get rid of. It might be a long-term pain. It's really good for finding out where the pain's from and then reframing your subconscious. So I'd said to Rachel one day, I've got this chest pain that won't go away, and I'd went on and on and on about it, hadn't I? And eventually I rang and said, I've still got this chest pain, you're gonna have to get us in the clinic now, I need to get this sorted. She was like, right, I'm coming up, because Rachel just lives down the road, so that's very handy. So started the session, and my chest pain was actually linked to a memory that I'd just not gotten over, and it was just coming out, and I needed to release it. And wow. I didn't need to be re-traumatized or anything. It was quite a negative memory that I went to, but I was disassociated, so I didn't relive it. I watched it like a movie, and me and Rachel were reframed my subconscious to feel a lot better about that situation. And ever since, I've had no chest pain and no migraines, which is amazing because I've suffered migraines since I was 18.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
God, that's so incredible, isn't it? And it's so overlooked. Like, again, physical pain manifesting as something that's mental or psychological, that again is something that is not spoken about. And I'm a huge, huge believer in that. I mean, even if you have slight anxiety, you get chest pain and bellyache. So what does that tell you? You know, you exactly. should be able to kind of link it to that. Mm-hmm. Amazing. So I would love to know as well, on a more personal level, what is something that you both maybe do in your daily life that helps you kind of with your mindset, helps you keep on track? Doesn't have to be a daily routine, because who's got time for all of that? But just something within your day, or a hack that you use that you'd like to share.
Well, we're both moms, so we're both really busy, and obviously business owners. But so we like to use EFT. We both use it on a daily basis because it's a really quick technique to use. We use it when we're sitting talking to each other as well, because you can do it without speaking. So we use that for loads of various different things, whether it's nervousness, you want a confidence boost. It's more like on a conscious level, headaches. Yeah, and also we both like to journal. We both love writing, so we journal on an evening most of the time. Yeah. Rachel's sitting with her notebook already. What else, Rach?
Manifestations as well. We love to put it out there about what we're going to achieve for the day. We're always joking, aren't we? Like, right, okay, today's going to be a successful day. We're going to do this and this. And then at the end of the day, when we go to each other, I'm like, it actually happened.
I love that. Yeah, so important, isn't it? Mm-hmm. For anyone who doesn't really know about EFT, could you just briefly explain what EFT is as well?
Yeah, it's tapping. So you learn a sequence of tapping points in the body, and it's based off of like ancient Chinese medicines, and all to do with specific points in the body where there may be a block of energy. So they believe, and we believe, that energy should be flowing freely around the body. And if you're suffering from any kind of pain, like emotional pain or physical pain, there's a block. And again, these points in your body called meridian points, if you're interested, you can have a little look up on those. But it's the same points that acupuncturists use. So they'll stick a needle in these points to free the blockage. And emotional freedom tapping is just tap the blocks away. We're trained and we know the sequence, and we can go through that with you. And, you know, after our clients have done a block booking with us or a program, we teach them emotional freedom tapping. And it will essentially unblock that energy. And you're not even tapping on the points that you're feeling the pain, or feel like, you know, you've got a horrible sinking feeling in your stomach. You wouldn't essentially tap on your stomach, but you're tapping in this sequence, in this order, to unblock energy, and then your stomach pain or your headache, it goes. And it's amazing. We literally sit there and we're like, oh my god, it's gone.
Wow, it's incredible, isn't it? I mean, I love EFT, but I just think, again, unless you've experienced it, it's really, really hard to describe, isn't it? Sometimes I talk about it and people are like, so you're just hitting yourself, really? Like, no, it's so much more than that. Oh, girls, this has been so insightful and so amazing. Thank you so, so much. So where can everybody find you?
Instagram, Hypnotherapy and Relaxation Clinic. We're on Facebook under the same name, LinkedIn. And if you have an inquiry, you can email us at info@hypnotherapyandrelaxationclinic.co.uk.
And amazing. Our website. I'll share.
Oh yeah. Sorry. Yeah. And the website. Yeah. I'll share everything in the show notes as well, so you can connect with the girls. They're amazing. Thank you so much for today.
Thank you for having us.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh my goodness. I honestly love those girls. They are just so down to earth. They make everything so accessible. And honestly, the conversation is just really open and really vulnerable again. And I just love how much people share on this podcast. I feel super grateful. And I hope from that you kind of connect with the girls and even just kind of learn a bit more of what hypnotherapy is about, because I think there is a huge misconception. So without further ado, you know what time it is for the podcast. Get comfortable, get really, really cozy, maybe put a little blanket over you, light a candle, and we're going to go into our mini meditation for today. So just taking a moment to close the eyes and acknowledge where you are today. How are you feeling? Drawing in that slow breath. And just beginning to notice every single part of the body as the breath moves and flows gently up the body, all the way back down, feeling the body relax, taking that moment, giving yourself this time. Drawing in that breath. Gentle inhale. Long exhale. Feeling the chest and the belly rise and fall. And just noticing today, if I'm holding on to any tension, maybe in any part of the body, how is that feeling today? Can I let go with my exhale? Can I breathe that little bit deeper with my inhale today? How does that feel now? Breathing in. Gently breathing out. We feel the mind just begin to drift in and out of this relaxed state, just drawing the mind back in, slowly focusing on the breath. Slow, gentle breath, nice deep inhale. Long exhale. Breathing in and breathing out. And I want you to just think of a really gentle mantra for this meditation. Something to focus on for yourself. I am. Maybe I am strong. I am in control. I am empowered. I am exactly where I am supposed to be. Nice deep breath in. Absorbing this all the way through the body. Feeling your body in this beautiful relaxed state and noticing how does that feel. I am. I am deserving. I am whole. I am exactly where I am supposed to be. Drawing in a nice deep breath, inhale. And as we exhale, gently opening the eyes, taking a moment to bring yourself back into the room. and thanking yourself again for showing up for your meditation practice. As always, please do get in touch. I am at Kirsty Rayner on Instagram. Follow along at the Mindset and Me podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please do leave a review, subscribe, tell your bestie, tell your work colleague. We are all in this together, and I can't wait to speak to you next week.